This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick and
Tim. Tim, good news. Sophie Monk's in a relationship. Following the disaster
though?
Oh, come on. You've got to give her a break. I just hope for the best for Sophie Monk because, let's be real, that reality TV show put her through the ringer, didn't it?
It did. Well, it did wonders for her career.
That's for sure.
What's she doing? Oh, she's like the face of Vaseline now.
Yeah,
she's not even joking.
Yeah, she hosted Bachelor Island
something.
Yep, yeah,
Bachelor
no, it's done wonders
yeah,
for
yep, whatever it was.
She is in a relationship now. She met somebody on a plane and he lives in America. They have met physically one time. I've got a whole bunch of questions to help break it down with us. We've got Dr. Nikki Goldstein, love, sex and relationship expert on the line. Nikki, what's going on with Sophie Monk? What do we think of this?
Well, I really want to know the details of what happened when they met. Was it just sitting next to the person on the plane, having a bit of a flirt? Was it we got off the plane and more happened? I think that probably holds a key as to what kind of relationship we're talking about. But I really doubt that we could call this a relationship, and more, it's an extended form of courtship because in this day and age with online apps and dating, and we've all been there. We've all had someone on the other side of the phone where we feel like we're in a relationship with them. But after one chance meeting, whether it was sexual or whether it was just a friendly chat on the plane, how can you possibly know that that relationship would work in real life?
So it's a bit more like Pride and Prejudice, but without the letters, without the horse-drawn carriages, but more online and they're just courting each other.
Yeah, you're just texting, you're calling, you're FaceTiming, and I think we get protected by distance. So, you know, I know personally I've been there between interstates before, and you start to paint this picture of this person in your head that is false because you'll put on characteristics that you actually desire and you want in them. And they're not going through the stresses of everyday life. You're not having to see them potentially flirt with another girl and get insecure and jealous or say something that's not right. So you're having these conversations. It's all very elated. And it's very easy to say that this is going to be the one and this is going to be fantastic because you are protected by that distance. But what happens when you do get together and you do start to live everyday life? Is that relationship or is that courtship going to be able to eventuate into something that's strong and real?
Well, this is the thing, Nikki, is Dr. Nikki, is that Sophie Monk says she loves where this relationship, and she uses that term, is at because she doesn't feel like someone's waiting for her at home and, you know, relying on her busy schedule. It works out because she can call him whenever, he'll be up, you know, if she's home late, it's early their time in the US and she likes it. So is it that different if it's just not physical?
Well, this sounds like it's a companionship over the phone.
And it's a friendship, I reckon.
I think it's more than a friendship, but I don't feel like it's fair to call it a relationship because, you know, unless someone is at home waiting for you and you can be physical for them, I think this could be the beginning of a relationship for her. You know, if they do travel to see each other or she spends time over there or if he comes over here, well, then yes, this could turn into a relationship. But this is a problem, especially when it comes to online dating and us completely relying on our phones. A lot of people will get caught up in the screen space, and it's safe to keep, I'm going to use in inverted commas, relationships there because they're not put through the ringers of everyday life.
Yeah, yes, which does is challenging, yeah. Yeah, which is the hard part of a relationship is that reality of, oh, I have to go to the hospital or, oh, we've had a fight about the dishwasher again.
Yeah, I was just going to say the dishwasher. Why is the dishwasher the catalyst for every argument?
Oh, my God, Nikki, I know. Why?
This is it. We've cracked the code for good relationships, guys. Don't have a dishwasher. Get one of those sponge ones.
And then it becomes who's doing the dishes or how you do the dishes.
Yeah.
I always have this argument. Do you hand wash particular things or are you like me where you throw everything in the dishwasher and you destroy things?
My husband has a system.
Why'd you do that?
He has like a stacking system and I always stuff it up. And like he tries to give me tutorials on it. Like, come have a look here. Have a look at this. Now this one would definitely not go here normally. I'm like, oh, this is so boring. Okay, see? She's not getting any of that, is she, Nikki?
Sophie Monk. She's not going anywhere near the dishwasher.
It's a big test. Thanks so much, Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
If you want to check out more of Nikki Goldstein, search Sex and Life in whatever platform you get your podcasts from. She's on Podcast One. Nikki Goldstein, thanks a lot.